بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين
رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدا من لساني يفقه قولي. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Sadia Zakaria, and I'm a first year here at the University of Connecticut. I'm going to tell you a little bit about who I am, and then I'll be telling you about this podcast. So, I am Sadia Zakaria, like I said, majoring in psychological sciences on a pre-med track. I would like to think that I'm an expressive person, both with my thoughts and action. I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all of his messengers and prophets. I love my parents and family. I am a proud Tadani straight from the land of the black. I am here to learn and teach, both in this world, the dunya, and here on campus. I don't know who told me this quote, but it's so unique that it struck out to me and it's still stuck to me to this day. So this is how it goes. Learn it once, do it once, and teach it once. That's how you master any skill. So I decided to put a religious spin to it. So I am learning more about Islam, I am taking everything that I learn and applying it to my daily life. Through this podcast, I will be able to teach the knowledge I have gained, and inshallah, God willing, I will be able to master this skill by knowing more about Islam, being able to teach at any point in day about it. Okay, enough about me. I am so glad to be here in Was Radio, recording episode 0 of this amazing podcast. Let's get into it. This podcast is what I would like to call Al-Muslimina Wal-Muslimat. So, the name kind of came out of nowhere. It came from Allah, essentially. Finding a name for an Islamic podcast is no joke. Like, I was struggling. But, alhamdulillah, Allah, you know, was like, okay, this is what it's going to be. So, it is what it is. Al-Muslimina Wal-Muslimat. For my non-Arabic speakers, it means the believing men and the believing women. I want to share the ilm, the knowledge of Islam, all the raw material from the Quran, which is the holy book of Muslims, al-Sirah, and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as much as I love culture and I respect culture, it can be misleading. So that is why all the materials I will be sharing will essentially be from people who are well-versed on the topic that I will be bringing them in for. I can't say I know everything, because I don't, and I'm still learning, which is okay. Even though it's episode 0, we're still learning, so I want to share a little dua with you. So, you might have heard me say a little something to myself when we first started. It's basically a dua that you say to yourself, and it came from Prophet Musa, who asked Allah this. He said, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa halal 'aqdan min lisani yafqahu qawli, which is, my Lord, expand for me my chest with assurance and ease for me my task and untie the knot from my tongue that they may understand my speech. This beautiful dua is from Prophet Musa when he asked Allah to clear his chest, to make his missions of his easy, to let the knot of the tongue loosen so that they can understand what he says, so the people, his people, can understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, just like Musa, Prophet Musa, I wanted to come here and, you know, allow Allah to untie my tongue, expand my chest, and let me say what I need to say with assurance. So, next time you're going to speak in a public setting, you know, you can say this little dua, and it helps. Or if you're taking an exam, I want you to remember this dua, because even though it's short, it is very powerful. And that is it for the first podcast. Oh my god, thank you all so much, Jazakallah khair, for jumping onto this podcast and listening to it. Even though this one is short, inshallah the next ones won't be. So you can put it on while you're driving go follow El Muslimino El Muslimat Instagram at al.m.wa.m. El Muslimino El Muslimat out.
وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير أم تريدون أن تسألوا رسولكم